Radhika, Srimati Radharani, is an unsolved mystery for everyone. What is this Radha Tattva? This is a very big mystery for everyone. Indeed, when there is any appearance of the Lord, the avatar, like Vishnu Tattva, then to understand that avatar, one needs to have lots of blessings, Janm Karam Chame Divyam, to understand that Janm, the appearance of any Vishnu Tattva. Only then one can understand if he has got blessings. When there is so much difficulty in understanding Lord's appearance, like people think that Lord's body is made up of some tattva, this is difficult to understand. So Lord Krishna descends even more mysterious, rahasyamaya. When Krishna appears, he descends with four hands first, then he becomes a child, then he takes a flute. So this is all ununderstandable, impossible to understand. This is even deeper than the other avatars. When Lord descends himself, it is not easy to understand. Even the deeper tattva than Krishna is Radha tattva, which is mentioned in Vedas in a very secretive way. The descent of Radharani, the avataran of Radharani, this is the deepest tattva. In Trikal, past, present or future, one cannot understand this with one's own limited intelligence. Only by grace of Guru, a bona fide Guru, or Krishna, or Radharani, one can understand who Sri Radharani is. Everyone understands, hears as per one's own qualification. Everyone hears the same katha, but understands in a totally different way. The understanding is dependent on one's seva bhavana, chitta shuddhi, the heart's purification and the service attitude. Why? Because ataha Shri Krishna namadi na bhaved graham indriyo. Sevan mukhahi jivado swayam evas purate adaha. By mere intelligence one cannot understand. Only by the seva bhavana, which one gets by proper initiation, the seva bhavana, when once the relationship is established, only by that one can understand all these internal things. When someone is blessed with Lord's darshan, someone feels he is Kamdev, and someone feels that he is Yamduta, someone feels Krishna is a village boy, someone feels he is a king, someone feels he is a child. Like this, what is Bhagavati? She will be differently seen and heard by everyone. When just imagine, when the soul is so astonishing, it is said in 2nd chapter Bhagavad Gita, it is so ashcharyamaya, how much the Lord will be ashcharyamaya, astonishing. Likewise, her descent will be very, very deep, and Radharani's descent, avataran, will be very, very deep. So the supreme deep tattva is Sri Radha. If someone worships Lakshmi Narayan and we ask him, who is she? They say, she is Lakshmi. Who is he? He is her husband Narayan. So she is her wife. But here in Radha Krishna, if one asks, is she Krishna's wife? No. She is Parinity's wife? No. She is just a Ramani. She does Raman with Krishna. She performs Madhurya Pasam, conjugal pastime with Krishna. But she is not wife. And you are worshipping such a female. And who are the 7-8 females with her? These are her Ashtasakhis. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Indulekha, Champaklata, Rangdevi, Tungvedya, Sisudevi. Please tell me more about Radha. We can tell in reality that Radha has got one husband. Her name is Abhimanyu. Her mother-in-law is Jatila and sister-in-law is Kutila. And all the Sakhis, 8 Sakhis, they are also married. And their husband's name are this and this. And someone asks you, are you worshipping them? Is this your God? And these married women do pastimes with him. When do they do? Oh, every time, all the time. Night, morning, evening. They run from their house at night and go to Krishna. In the morning also, they secretly meet, and evening also. And you are worshipping them. This is your God. Very good. So what do you want to do by worshipping them? We want to help Radha, Krishna, Lalita, Vishakya in their past times. Achha, this is your goal. When you will say this, then people will ask. And they will say, you are unique and your Lord is also unique. How much deeper tattva is this? An unsolved mystery. Radha Krishna, ek atma, dui deha dhari. Till one understands what is Radha Krishna tattva, Radha will be mystery for everyone. And we will never be able to worship her in right manner. Radha Krishna are not two, like here in this material world. The word two means two. But it is not applicable in the spiritual world. Radha Krishna are one, not two. For Leela Ras Aswadan, they have manifested themselves in two Swarupas. Or Shri Radha and Shri Krishna. But actually they are one. Those who will not understand this tattva won't be able to understand Radha Krishna tattva forever. They will never be able to understand Braj, Vrindavan. Never be able to understand how the emotional dynamics of spiritual world takes place. Shri Krishna is supreme Shaktiman. He has got full powers. And Shri Radha is his supreme Shakti. So what does this Shakti do? What does Radha do? When she, in her unmanifest form, she gives pleasure to Krishna as Swarupananda. And Shri Krishna takes pleasure from his own Swarupa. And when she is manifested herself outside, then Radha Krishna, ek atma, dui deha dhari. Then, who will do all the work of giving pleasure to Krishna? Who will do all the work of increasing the pleasure of Shri Krishna from all angles? Radha. Radha's Swarup is this only. Gopi's Swarup is all this only. To increase pleasure of Shri Krishna. This Parashakti, this Aladni Swarupa Shri Radha manifests herself in many forms, Kaya Vyuha, as Sakhis and Manjris, and hence thereby gives more pleasure to Shri Krishna. Radharani's millions and billions of vrittis are manifested in the forms of Sakhis and Manjris. Please pay attention. First is Krishna, then Dui Deha Dhari, Radha Krishna they become, from one they become two, and now they have become millions. They become manifested as Lalita, Vishakha and other Manjaris. And what do? They increase the pleasure of Krishna. In reality, Lalita, Vishakha, etc., Rupa Manjari, etc. are Krishna himself. As Krishna is Radha and Radha is Sri Krishna, there is no difference between the two. And the Puranas say, Buddhi Bedam Cha Ya Karoti Naradhama. Those who are most fallen among human beings, they keep discriminating between Radha and Krishna, that they are two. Okay, even if someone says, okay, let them discriminate, what would happen if they do so? The Brahmavivar Puran says, Tasse Vasa Kala Sutro Yava Chandra Ivakaro. It says that if one discriminates between Radha and Krishna as two, then he will reside in Nark, hell called Kala Sutra. For how long? Till the sun and moon exist. Chandra Ivakaro. So they are not two, they are one, understand, but they are manifested in two Swarupas for Leela Ras Aswadan. The Sam Rahasya Upanishad also states, the one who is without beginning, Krishna, since time immemorial, he himself has manifested in two Swarupas. And he is eager for his own worship. Shri Krishna worships Radha and Radha worships Krishna. There is no difference between two. Both of them are worshippers and worshipped. Worshipable also. Brahman Puran says, Radha Krishna Atmika Nityam, Krishno Radhatmiko Dhruvam. Radha's soul is eternally me, Krishna, and my soul is eternally Radha. Have you ever heard this thing? There is a soul in the body, and that soul has that body as its soul? This Radha Krishna Tattva is a deep Tattva. Radha is the soul of Krishna and Krishna is the soul of Radha. And for us, Amar Ishwari, Vrindavaneshwari. She is the goddess of Vrindavan and we worship Srimati Radha. We worship Radharani with Lalita Vishakha. We know something about Lalita, that Radharani fears Lalita. Let's know more about Vishakha Sakhi. So when there is Radha Ashtami, there is also Vishakha Ashtami. The same day they are appeared. So when we do darshan, when we offer prayers to Vishakha Sakhi, we should very well know that Lalita Vishakha are very dear to Radharani. Vishakha Sakhi is Radharani's Bahisht Pran, the life which moves outside. Are you getting this? Vishakha Sakhi is Radharani's life who walks outside to all those places where Radharani herself cannot go. She sends Vishakha Sakhi. Not even for a moment Radharani leaves Vishakha's association. Despite being in Divya Unmad state, the transcendental intoxication, Mahaprabhu at Gambhira, constantly associated with Rai Ramananda and Swarup Damodar. They, Lalita Vishakha and Radharani. Mahaprabhu is Radharani and they are Lalita Vishakha. So all three of them at Gambhira, these three at Braja, we should know relationship with them. What is my Swarupa? What is my nature? We should know this, and we can get to know this by getting initiation and getting Siddha Pranali, our true nature, whether we are soft, a little harsh or very hard on Krishna. We should get to know about all our eternal bhavas from our Gurudev. And accordingly, we can meditate and try to serve them. Now, what kind of pastimes takes place there? Just see. If we want to go to Braja, we should forget that there will be any sort of pastime related to opulence of Krishna. Shri Krishna is Lord. We have to forget this completely. Although Shri Krishna is Lord, but by forgetting this only, we can try to serve Him. Not even for a moment does any Brajvasi think Krishna is God. They are so intimate, confidential pastimes. One who thinks Krishna is God can never enter the realm of Braja. That is why Krishna, the Braj, is not easy to understand. What does Radharani say to Vishakha? Hey Vishakha, I believe in you fully. I have great faith in you. You go out on the pretext of plucking flowers where Krishna is also standing. And you say, no, but just casually speak about me. Try to pretend as if you are not seeing him. Just speak something about me and try to attract Krishna's attention. So Vishakha is doing the same. Radharani is teaching. Look Vishakha, listen what you should do. Both are planning of how meeting with Krishna can be organized. You go pick flowers, then Krishna will ask you, you're talking about whom? Who is this Lord of Lordess of Sweetness? Then Vishakha, you say, no one. I am not saying. Then Krishna will say, please speak. There is nothing to be afraid of. There is no harm in telling me. Please speak na. Huh? No. It is not meant for you. Then Krishna will say, I am already acquainted with her. I have already had a confidential relationship with her. Then Vishakha, you will say, with you? She has relationship with you? Oh, there is so much of difference between the two of you. Radharani, my Radha, is supremely pure and you are lumpered, a debauchee. She follows supreme cleanliness, bathes thrice a day, and you are ashuchi, dirty. God is dirty in Braja. This is what Krishna hears. She is devoted to worshipping the Lord and you are totally impious. You do not do any worship at all. Radharani is steady and you are chanchal, whimsical. Radharani is teaching all this to Vishakha. This way you just have conversation with Krishna. Okay, Vishakha? You can. This kind of conversation takes place and we listen to all this and we assist that. Now, what does Sri Krishna say? What do you mean? What did you say about me? Durvasa Muni has addressed me, described me as Brahmacharis in Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Do you know this? Shri Krishna says like this. Do you know this? He's just accusing me without any basis. I am very much devoted. I am pious. Do you know? I am also initiated in Vishnu Mantra. Every morning I do prayers. And you are saying I am whimsical. I am not chanchal. I am very steady. I held up Govardhan for 7 days with my hand. See my hand, powerful hand. How dare you tell me all this? I am not all this. I am a very nice person. Please, Vishakhi, arrange my meeting with the Manorama you are describing. I request you. This is what Thakurji says. Radharani teaches all this. Krishna says, I will personally install the deity of sun god somewhere in the cave. Smear, make some sort of a temple. Radharani comes for Surya Puja every day. So you take her there and I will have her darshan from a distance. And if Vishakha, you are kind upon me, then I will be allowed to touch her foot soles once. Please bring her here. First thing, Radharani is eager to meet Krishna. Secondly, Krishna is planning to meet Radharani. Both are planning this way. In Braja, there is Durlabta, very difficult to attain each other, Radha and Krishna. They are unattainable. It is not like Lakshmi Narayan, they are always together. It is very, very difficult. They are eternally difficult for each other to attain. And this unattainability is there in every pastime. So Vishakha says, just for instance, if I do your work, make you meet with her, what reward are you going to give to me? This way, it happens amongst youngsters. Similarly, Thakurji says, you're talking about reward? I will myself give to you. I'll give myself to you. Will surrender to you. And you are talking about reward? So this is Vishakha's nature. We have already told, what about Lalita Sakhi? And now we are telling you what kind of relationship we have with Radharani. How can we serve Radharani? This relationship is so intimate. So intimate, it is beyond any Jiva's conception. Relationship with Radharani. And Radharani herself teaches Divya Gaan, divine song to us, the Manjaris. What is this Divya Gaan? Actually, this is a very intimate song describing Radha and Krishna's intimate love affairs. Just see, the Lord becomes chamatkrit, astonished from seeing the desires of devotees. Devotees become chamatkrit, astonished, and the Braj beauties, their love is of very high class. This leaves Krishna even more astonished. And Radharani, who is the highest, whose love is the highest, who is endowed with Madanakhya Mahabhav, that astonishes Sri Krishna fully. So Radharani is so much capable to astonish Sri Krishna that when she raises her eyebrows, she throws her glance, Kripa Kataksh Bhajanam, when she throws her Kripa Kataksh, a sidelong glance, Krishna becomes so much astonished that he just faints in ecstasy, goes unconscious. This is our Radharani. Radharani ki jai. So we are to serve this Radha, our Radharani. Just by seeing her sidelong glance, Krishna becomes unconscious. We should know her nature, should know each and every activity which takes place there, about the environment, the atmosphere there. This is to be known. Bhakti is nothing. We just have made it so complex. Bhakti is actually nothing. The place where you want to go, you just know it, know the atmosphere around there, and just adjust yourself accordingly. That's all. Nothing more is to be done. The place where you want to go, the atmosphere, and just adjust yourself accordingly. Bas. Sometimes Krishna is making excuses to meet Radharani, and sometimes Radharani is trying, and we are trying to help both of them. This is the environment there. Now Thakurji faints in ecstasy, and she has thrown her glance. By mere one glance, she is love personified. So when Krishna faints, Radharani tries by various means to revive him, make him conscious, but all efforts go in vain. Thakurji himself is not able to break his own swoon, his own ecstatic state, and neither does Thakurani or Radharani. She also is baffled how to make Krishna conscious. At that moment, whose help is required? Mine. My help is required. Me, the Manjari's help. Lalita Vishakha cannot do this. Why? Because when Krishna faints in ecstasy, he is reawakened. That swoon is broken by the Divya Gaan, the divine song. What kind of Divya Gaan? The intimate song which describes the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Through that divine song, Krishna's swoon gradually breaks. Now, Radharani herself is the topic of Divya Gaan. How can she sing, "Oh, I am like this, I am like that"? Can anyone sing like this, that "I am like this or that"? So this is to be understood. Through humanly feelings, we have to go to the unhumanly, the spiritual abode. By being in this world only, one thing can be learned, one thing can be gained, the feelings. What kind of feelings, father, mother, their relationship with the children, what are those feelings? The relationships are not right. Such relationships are right there in the spiritual world. Everything is here, just the shadow of the spiritual world. Now, Radharani herself cannot sing about herself because she is the topic of the song. She needs someone, the medium. One, Krishna. Second is Radharani. And the third one is you, the Manjari. You will be required. Your help will be required. That is why we pray, "Oh Kishori ji, oh Radharani, when will you teach me that Divya Gaan, the divine song?" Because Thakur ji will definitely faint in ecstasy so many times just by your sidelong glance. And you know, you will not be able to break his ecstatic state. Huh? So, whose help will be needed? Huh? My help to awaken yours, dear Shyam. Yours truly me. I will present in your service. Kindly grant me your dasya. Now, Lalita Vishakha are also sampran. They are also very close friends. But this Divya Gaan, the song about the divine love affairs, which takes place in Nivrit Nikunja, in which not even the Ashtasakis can go, only the Manjis can go, such intimate detailed song is called Divya Gaan. Radharani herself teaches her intimate dasi, the kinkri, the manjari, this Divya Gaan. She herself teaches. Who else can teach other than her? Radharani teaches her intimate dasi. When she teaches, nobody can enter that place. Radharani herself plays the instrument and teaches the manjari by sitting close to me, manjari, Radharani and me together and no one else. So that Krishna regains his consciousness. Once Radharani throws her glance, the Sachidan Tattva, he gets drowned in the bottomless ocean of Radharani's sweetness. There is an ocean of Radharani's beauty. We say Rasatal, Taratal, Atal, Patal. In the center of that, the boat of Sri Krishna's heart, the Krishna's chit, it gets drowned. And that the sunken boat of Krishna's chit is to be brought out from that deep state. Even if one goes slightly below the ocean, it takes time to come out. And here, Krishna is at the bottom of the ocean of Radharani's sweetness. Bottomless ocean of Radharani's sweetness. Just goes down and down and down. And the boat of Shama's chitta is sunk. Neither Shyam can come out on his own, nor Radharani can take him out. So, Nikunjayo na ratikeli svedhyayayali bhir yuktir apekshaniya tatrati dakshyato ati vallabhasya vande gura shri charanaravindam tatrati daksha. At that time, the daksha, the expert sailor, is required, who can take the boat of Krishna's chit, the expert sailor, the manjari, who can take out Krishna from this static state. So when we sing, we should meditate on this. When we sing Tatra Ati Daksha, who is that super expert? One who is taking the sunken boat, the drowned boat of Krishna's chit. He is super expert in that. He can revive Krishna. He is that Manjari. Manjari is taking out Krishna. Radharani knows that even she cannot do this. Thakur ji is drowned. So how to take him out? One instrument is required, and the instrument is Divya Gaan. Can you imagine Thakur ji and Radharani requiring help? All of us say to the Lord, "Oh Lord, please take my boat across the ocean of birth and death, across the ocean of suffering." And now here, The Thakur, the Thakurani are saying, "Hey Manjari, you take us across the ocean of suffering." Can you imagine? The Lord is telling a Jiva, "Please make me cross the ocean of suffering." Huh? This is the spiritual world. Radharani is teaching the Divyagan. Why? She cannot tell Lalita Vishakha. If she tells, she will feel shy. We cannot share our most confidential talks with everyone. Radharani shares only with Radha Snehadikas, her manjaris. With this bhava, we should render service to Radharani. We should believe that I will take Krishna's boat out. We always pray, "Thakurji, you please make me cross over the ocean of birth and death." No, I will make you cross the ocean of suffering. We should have firm belief that I am a manjari. By your mercy, I will take your boat out, of course. So today we pray to Radharani that you please become my everything. Please become my life and soul. Please make me an instrument in your Leela Ras. Please become my everything. Please make me forget that I am anyone's wife or husband or anyone's father. You become my everything. Make me forget everything. This is a fact. We have to unlearn practically whatever we have learned. If we remember the taste of pizza or paneer, then we are not going to get the Lord. If we have the desire to get car, or if we don't surrender to a guru in 500-year-old unbroken lineage from Mahaprabhu, then how will this Unnat Ujjwal Ras, the Manjari Bhav, how will this come? Please think deeply. Accepting guru is not a formality from anywhere, any place. No, one must search. It should be from an unbroken 500-year-old lineage from time of Sriman Mahap. You can get initiated from any parivar, Nityanand parivar, Advaita parivar, Gadadhar parivar, Srivast parivar, any parivar, but from a bona fide parivar, and get your Siddh Pranali and do Manjari Bhav Sadhana. In this way, you will get that Unnat Ujjwal Rasa, which Mahaprabhu has come here to give. So now, one who is capable, the Manjaris, to take Thakurji's boat out from this total ecstatic rapture, who are they? The Manjaris. The Manjaris examination is also conducted. Many a times, in the Aprupa Vilas Bhavan, Sri Radharani sits close to Manjaris and gives Manjaris training of this Divyagan. Swaminiji takes Manjari to a Vilas Bhavan, makes her sit alongside and plays Veena. In this way, just imagine, just meditate on this. On this, you are sitting with Radharani, the sweetness of her form emanating, huh? When she is singing in the Nikunj Bhavan. Won't the sweetness from all her aroma, will that not emanate? And above that, her nectarian, melodious voice, sweetness of her beauty is the first thing. Then sweetness of her song, that nectarian sweetness, the sweetness of her beauty is flowing, jar, 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 jar. It is as if it is nectar showering through such veena. And when you sit, relax at your place, you sit without wheel over your head, right? Likewise, Radharani is sitting with you, the Manjari, with no wheel over her head. Very, very casually with a friend, like Sakhis sit, the girls sit with each other, to teach us how to play veena, the Divyagan. And as the string of veena is being played, Shama is getting intoxicated. Krishna, when one does Gayatri, do mantra smaran, on whom does one meditate upon? On the mantra devta, the presiding devta of that mantra. Similarly, when an ordinary sadhak devotee calls by the Lord by his name, the Lord comes. And when Radharani is calling Krishna, her east, her beloved, the worshipable deity by heart, how much time Krishna will take to come? Think about it. That very moment Krishna comes, calling her by her own veena, through her own voice, knowing her own requirement, she teaches Manjari. Radharani has requirement. She teaches Manjari. She knows Krishna goes unconscious. So Radharani herself teaches how to play veena to the Manjari, to us. And then Krishna comes, appears within a moment. Krishna is relishing the sweetness of Radharani's beauty and her voice. and he becomes totally maddened, stunned. Thakurji cannot resist himself. He comes before Radharani and asks, "Oh hey, Radhe, what are you teaching this Manjari, this Navina Manjari? What are you teaching? Huh? Just leave it. Achha, tell me, what are you teaching? Huh? Please sing once more for me. Huh? All right." Then Radharani says, "Gives Manjari us the indication to sing." So we, the Manjari, starts singing the Divya Gaan which Radharani has herself taught. As the Manjari sings, it becomes difficult for Thakurji to distinguish if he is relishing the sweetness of the Divya Gaan or he is relishing the sweetness of Radharani's beauty. What is the topic of Divya Gaan? The sweetness of Radha's beauty. As the song is going on, Radharani's sweetness is manifested and it becomes difficult for Thakurji to relish Radharani's sweetness merely through ears. So what does he do? He becomes totally intoxicated, and then after some time, Kishore Kishori say, "Wow, how beautifully you have learned. It all happens this way. All this cannot be attained by one's own efforts. When we totally forget that I want this, I want that, and become totally surrendered, then by Guru's grace, we get to know about our Manjari Swarupa, our own Seva, everything. We get Radharani's Darshan, our eternal Swarup's Darshan, everything. The surrender is the very life of bhajan, the pran of bhajan, pran of bhakti. Without surrender, the bhajan is not done. The advancement in bhajan can only be through one thing, and that is called surrender. We get mercy when we surrender. Mercifully, Thakurji or Gurudev can bestow it to us. Whatever desires we have practically, they are at the level of intelligence, physicality, etc. And Lord, the happiness and the supreme happiness of Yugal is beyond matter, beyond mind, beyond intellect. It is something beyond intellect, and one is trying to get that via intellect. So one will not be successful. So one should surrender practically to Gurudev in an unbroken 500-year-old lineage from Mahaprabhu and receive that gift which Mahaprabhu has come here to give through all the bona fide lineages coming from Sriman Mahaprabhu. Shri Radha Rani ki Jai.